Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
Hello, dear listeners. Thank you so much for taking the time to download my podcast and listen to it. It warms my heart to know that you've done that. So thank you so much. And it's my job here is to inspire you and help you on your journey through life, as unique and connected as that is. And for today's show, I'm super pleased because my voice has come back. And being a podcast presenter, losing one's voice isn't the best thing, but it was only a temporary thing. And it's back in full force, so I'm super happy about that. And the inspiration for today's podcast came to me earlier. So just a question just to ponder. Do you think life is all struggle, or are you able to kind of see miracles in your day? And a miracle can mean a different thing depending on who you are, what your beliefs are, etc. But miracles to me are those moments where we kind of pause and think, oh wow, isn't life fantastic? Regardless of what else is going around, isn't this precise moment fantastic? And it's my job or my mission today to help you find those little miracles, get rid of the drop and let go of the self-doubt, and help cultivate some more little miracles. And they don't have to be like kind of massive things. I'll give you an example. I was going for a walk earlier, and I went into this great big lake, which was in the middle of a forest. And there was like loads of wonderful like passing geese, like Canadian geese, all different kind of species of geese and swans and all kinds of beautiful birds. But I kind of stood by the edge of this lake and I just stared out into the distance. And I think it was an oak tree, but it was quite far away. But I kind of took in the miracle of that moment and I just allowed myself to be. Regardless of what I had to do before or what I had to do after this walk, I was just kind of really being in the moment. And because I kept still, the swans and the geese kind of were quite calm. And I even noticed them kind of coming up just to have a look at what I was doing, because they were probably thinking, oh, human, it's not trying to like chase us. It's not what, she's not walking around quite manically. She's been really still. And because I was being really still, I noticed they were being really still. And it was like, I had this kind of special connection with these geese. Like, to some of you listen, you think, okay, gentle Yogoria, like, what about geese? So maybe that might not be a miracle for you, but it's just an example of those kind of tiny moments. But kind of miracles are, I feel as well, random acts of kindness. And can you give some miracles to people by doing some random acts of kindness during your day? To me, that is a beautiful miracle. The fact that the sun rises every day and it goes down every night, and the moon, even on the days that we can't see it, has come up and down every single day. And that to me is an absolute miracle. And then there's like those little doubts, you know, like they kind of slide through the back of the mind. Oh, but I can't be happy until this happens, or I can't be happy till this happens. And then just to add, there's also times when we don't feel happy. So I'm not saying to you that you should feel happy all the time. That is not what this podcast is about. But rather, regardless of what's going on through this play of life, because it is like a play or like a movie in many ways, right? Can you find those moments of miracles? Like if you watch anything, I don't know, like something really epic, like you say, kind of Lord of the Rings or any kind of really big epic movie, or read any epic book, there is times, even though the characters are going through the trials and tribulations of life, they still find moments to kind of capture the beauty of what we see. And really, to me, that is a reminder of the frailty of our existence. But you're probably thinking, dear listener, how is this going to help you? So I really, really strongly suggest that for the next few days, see if you can go about your day and just see little miracles. What is it? Is it the little bird that landed on your balcony? Is it the smiling face who let you go in front of you in the queue because they could see you on a hurry? Like, all these kind of little random acts of kindness are kind of miracles. And other miracles is when something really wonderful happens, what we weren't expecting. You know, it can be all numbers of things. Some really nice things can suddenly kind of like happen, like something that, I want to see a rainbow, to me that is a miracle. I know there's a scientific explanation for it, but it is such a miracle. Come on, like, it's just wonderful beauty. And there is an abundance of miracles out there in nature and everyday life, in random acts of kindness. And I'd really be intrigued to know what you, dear listener, see as a random act of kindness or random miracle in some kind of way. But I'm going to give you a bit of help in this. You're not all on your own in this. So I just thought of kind of some philosophical gifts that you could give yourself to kind of get rid of the doubt and kind of help this momentum going of miracles, of like fantastic things. You know, like sometimes you can think, oh, I don't know, maybe you've been too hard on yourself lately, thinking that you need to achieve this and that to be lovable, to be great, and to be an inspiration to the world. But I just want to let you know that you are inspiring people daily, even if you don't realise you're doing it. You are. I can bet that you are in some kind of way. Do you know what really inspires me is sometimes I go for a walk in this park and there's this senior lady, I don't know, maybe she's in her 80s or 90s, but she walks around there like twice the speed of like people like half her age, and she walks and walks and walks, and whenever I'm there she's doing that. And then sometimes I can go to this park more often and I've seen her there like twice a day doing it, like going round and round really, really kind of quickly. And to me, that is inspiration. And hence, when I feel inspired, I see inspiration as a miracle. So that's just a little thing to kind of little food for thought to kind of entice you into kind of starting to see all these kind of miracles, and also to realize that you are a gift to the world. Just random acts, the little things that you do in your everyday life can be deeply inspiring someone. People don't always tell you, right, that you're inspiring them. They don't. And that's fine. Do it from a place of sincerity. And, you know, you are such a miracle. And I think it's really about time that you appreciated yourself. You know, stop being so hard on yourself. And things to kind of get this momentum going of miracles and releasing doubt is to kind of a bit of space for gratitude and joy. And hence, when I had that pausing moment by the side of the lake, that was my moment to have that bit of space, gratitude and joy. Is this something that you can do? So now I fully appreciate, like, some of you are working really hard, some of you have got families. Even if you haven't got families, you're working long hours, blah, blah, blah. But is this something that you can incorporate, even if you can just do it once a week, into your life? It doesn't have to be for ages. I'm talking about like 5-10 minutes where you can pause and visualize and see something beautiful in the world that inspires you. To find that deep sense and feel those emotions of gratitude and joy, because I'm a bit kind of, I find like the law of attraction sometimes can be simplifying and can sometimes make people feel bad about themselves when things don't work out that way. But to me, the law of attraction is a lot more simpler, and it's about finding gratitude and joy within the moment and via that connection and realizing that we all are one at heart. So another way to kind of witness these little bit miracles and to let go of doubt is to find a bit of time to rest a little bit more. So when I say rest, of course, like, you know, watching your favorite TV show or listening to your favourite tracks, streaming your favourite tracks, or whatever it is, playing your favourite video game, go for it, enjoy. But I also think it's important to put in kind of constructive rest. And what I mean by that is finding things that are going to really kind of nurture your being, like maybe going for a walk, a nice sensual bath with nice oils. Maybe you don't like baths, a nice sensual shower with nice oils, like whatever you like. What else could you do? All kinds of things. You could have like a nice yoga class, you could do a meditation, you could read a really uplifting book. There's just so many ideas, and that will be individual to you and what you like to do, but less is more. So is there some things that you can drop and some things that you can add? And that way you will have the eyes wide open to witness these wonderful miracles and get a bit more out of life, because we will try and find the easiest way to go through life. I have learned the hard way, but doing the easiest way is not the way to kind of grow as a human being. And what I mean is just stepping a little bit outside your comfort zone a bit and doing something that kind of pushes you. Maybe it's going to like a new poetry group and you're a bit nervous, or a new pottery group. But that is going to be some sort of kind of constructive rest. Okay, it is work involved, but it's kind of an holistic way of kind of being, kind of writing some beautiful poetry or doing pottery or whatever it is, you know. Maybe you like to go and dance and you want to go and salsa dance or something like that. Okay, it is movement and you are using your body, but what I mean by rest is rest away from kind of work or from kind of just vegging out with something. And like I said, those have those places in your life as well. But it's really kind of important to you, dear listener, to really kind of nurture your soul and find your sense of joy and happiness in the life, because that's when you start to feel and see all the little miracles that life has to offer you in so, so, so many ways. And I really would love to hear how that works out for you. And if you're doubting, I would just like to add, right, self-appreciation and self-love helps us get into the right gear to kind of drive and find, or rather attract, miracles and a deeper sense of being and joy. And if you're doubting yourself, why not think of one thing you're good at? It doesn't matter if it's a big thing, a small thing. And even if you think, oh, I'm not good at anything, everyone's good at something, right? You really are. The more we can give our gifts attention, the more they grow and elevate. Make a promise to yourself, right, to think daily of something that you are good at and give it lashings of attention. Maybe you're good at making the best sandwich in the world. Maybe make a great cup of tea. Maybe you leave your desk so beautiful and tidy that it inspires other people. You know, I'm using these examples because you don't have to be like Picasso or Michelangelo, you know, like, and if you are, fantastic, but you don't have to be those things. So what is your best trait? Is it compassion, kindness, being organized? These are good places to start as you try and look into yourself and see what you love and appreciate about yourself. What is your best trait? And you know that this doesn't have to come straight away. Maybe if you're struggling, you can journal it, but it's worth the effort involved. Once you know what it is, maybe you can extend your appreciation and love towards the gifts and yourself. Like, example, I'm considerate to others, therefore I will spend the day treating myself with consideration. I am kind to others, therefore I will spend the rest of my time being kind to myself. You know what? It's so easy, right, to focus on all the bad in the world. It's so easy, unfortunately, to focus on what we don't have, what we don't like about ourselves, what we don't like about others, what's bad in the world. And like the news, everything is geared towards kind of like pumping us with fear all the time. That's not to say there's not horrible things going on in the world. But come on, you can't sit in that fear all the time, because that's what all you're going to bring to yourself is more fear. Can you bring more joy and love to yourself? And can you find and see miracles? Maybe look up some positive news and start filling your day with positive news stories as well. So it's like in balance instead of just like fear, fear, fear. Tell your body, right, how much you appreciate it, regardless of what size. And please don't judge each other, you know. Never fat shame anyone. Never thin shame anyone. Never shame anyone for being who they are and who their body is. We're all kind of different shapes and we are all beautiful and we are all worthy of love. And if someone has a different opinion to you or someone does things different to you, instead of focusing on that, focus on the things that are good about that person. That's not to say you have to have everybody in your life. I always say that. It's not about having everyone alive, but let's focus less on what people aren't or what we aren't, and let's start seeing what people are whilst maintaining healthy boundaries. I always like to put that bit in because it's so important that you love yourself enough to kind of say no as well when you kind of need that space. You say no and say yes to yourself. Think, I respect other people, therefore I'm going to respect myself with healthy boundaries. And then think more of joy. Joy, joy for me, if I allow it, can make me feel deeply connected to life, right? Joy is not something to put off until a rainy day. Joy, to me, is simple. And if you found the things like the scent of a flower, the smile of a loved one, whatever makes you feel joy, to me, is a miracle. And you, dear listener, are a living, breathing miracle. And what a gift you are to this world. So don't forget to look at life as a joyful expression of love. I find joy can be found with a little sense of humour in times, not taking life so seriously, respecting that other people have different opinions and views, and that people should be allowed to express their different views, and you should be allowed to express yours as well. If not, if we lose the ability to debate and have different opinions, then what are we? Sheep. You know, sheep in the fields. I love sheep. I've got nothing against sheep. I actually find them really joyous creatures. But if you do see one runs off, right, I've studied them a lot, the rest will just follow, unfortunately. It's because they're kind of a herd animal. And we are herd animals, but we also got a big brain, and we can use our brain and use our sense of connection and joy to give a little and to receive a little each and every day. So I've got a magical miracle meditation. As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin. To be free. The best is there for you, so let go of doubt. As you inhale, as you exhale, let that doubt float away. And as you inhale, feel the miracles come your way. Sunlight, stars, rainbows, sun in the day, moon at the night, the waves on the sea, a river, a brook, leaves falling in autumn, the first buds of spring. Snowdrops poking the head out of the snow. Wonderful little flowers growing in the desert despite the lack of rain. Learn to love every moment as if it's a living, beautiful piece of art. How many miracles can you spot today? And how can you bring miracles to the world with your love, your presence, your kindness, your grace? How can you set healthy boundaries for yourself with grace and love, without a doubt that you are worthy of joy? You are the light in this world. You are beauty. Love yourself no matter who you think you should be. For who you are is a miracle. Your uniqueness shall set you free. Never doubt what an amazing human you are. Sounds are like music for the ears. The touch of your loved one's hand, of cloth that's soft as silk. The scent of your loved one's food. The food that you make for yourself. If you are single, celebrate that side of yourself. Celebrate whoever you are. And if I haven't covered you in this podcast, celebrate whoever you are, knowing that you are never alone. We are all connected, no matter how far. You are a miracle. Whatever you've had to endure in your life, it has made you stronger. And of course, things are very hard sometimes. But you are a miracle. And I thank you for your presence in this world. It is a gift to be able to share this meditation with you. I invite you at the end, if you can, to sit for a few moments in silence and just let the journey continue if you wish. If you like to come back right now, take some slow, calm, deep breaths in and out through the nostrils, slow as can be. Slowly come back into the moment, come back into the room. And go forth, dear listener, you wonderful miracle that you are. So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.